finding ways to keep people in their homes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. We might be seeing the signs the economy is improving, but there sure are a lot of people having a hard time paying the mortgage. Today, the Obama administration is expected to announce an expansion of its Making Home Affordable program. It's part of the effort to keep homeowners out of foreclosure. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from our bureau in New York. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So remind us how this program works.
Well, the basic premise of this program is that the government gives lenders cash incentives to renegotiate payments for borrowers who are in trouble. The borrowers are supposed to go through a trial period, and during that period, they make reduced payments. And then if all goes well, the lender is supposed to make those changes permanent. But what seems to be happening is that most borrowers never actually make it out of that trial phase.
And that's where today's change comes in, right?
Exactly. The government really wants to push the mortgage lenders to make more of those lower payments permanent. And it has a couple of ways that it's planning to do that. First of all, it'll monitor the lenders on a daily basis to see what they're really doing. It'll require those lenders to file some pretty specific plans for making those modifications. And it'll start withholding the cash incentives until the lender makes the modifications permanent.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check the numbers. Things have calmed down, settled a bit, stabilized from the Cellfest that took place last week. Could be the United Arab Emirates Central Bank reassuring investors that it's got Dubai's back in its debt struggles. Asian markets surged today 3% or more. European markets are mixed right now, mostly lower. The FTSE's up slightly. Everyone else down, though, about 1% or more. Here at home for the short Thanksgiving week, markets were pretty much flat. If you're wealthy and you die next year, your inheritors will be in pretty good shape from a federal tax perspective. That's thanks to a convoluted legislative compromise. In 2010, the nation's 45% estate tax drops to zero, but it comes back with a vengeance the year after. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington on congressional efforts to even out the roller coaster ride.
If you're waiting for a big inheritance, you'll be especially anxious when next December rolls around.
Some people have called this the throw mama under the train aspect of the current estate tax law.
University of Michigan professor Joel Slemrod says if a rich mama dies on December 31st, 2010, her heirs pay no tax. One day later, and they'll owe Uncle Sam 55% of her estate. To avoid that scenario, Congressman Earl Pomeroy, a North Dakota Democrat, wants to extend the current tax, which hits estates bigger than $3.5 million.
The real effect of it is to make the estate tax go away for 99.75% of the people in this country.
Business groups, which used to advocate eliminating the estate tax, are backing a permanent rate of 35% on estates above $5 million. But Pomeroy says that'll never fly, since the government needs the extra revenue. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Online spending for Black Friday was up about 11% over last year. Analytics firm Comscore says Walmart.com and Amazon.com were the big winners. But today is the day a lot of e-retailers have circled on their calendars. And over the past few years, Cyber Monday has been getting more and more attention. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to tell us whether he thinks it lives up to all the hype. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So here we are, what, just a few years into Cyber Monday? And is this ever, do you think, going to overtake Black Friday or Christmas Eve as the biggest shopping day of the year?
No, I don't think it is, because Black Friday is a sport and Christmas Eve is always the biggest day in terms of dollars. And that's just panic driven.
But Alan, isn't this a generational thing? I mean, there are some 15-year-olds who spend all of their time online. I mean, doesn't that bode well for the future of Cyber Monday?
It will, but I still think there's something visceral, because no matter how computer literate you are, there's a lot to be said for going out to the mall. It's fun. It's an experience. I'm a man with three daughters and no sons. I learned to get up at the crack of dawn on Black Friday because they were all going out for the 5 a.m. specials. It's become a custom, and it's been whipped up by marketing. And the marketing guys who invented the concept of Black Friday, they've now invented Cyber Monday. And not to be overly cynical, but I've actually got a day I want to put on the calendar for next year.
Oh, boy. What is that, Alan?
It'll be Registry Wednesday. See, doesn't that sound great?
It does. It almost rhymes.
It's close. So after Cyber Monday, we wait a day for everyone's fingers to calm down, and then we have people post what they want for the holidays. People will log on, and there'll be specials among the registry firms, and it'll be a whole new thing, and you and I will make a fortune because we'll trademark the term, and we can send people out to do our shopping next year.
You know, I think there is such a thing, though, Alan, and it's Santa Claus. So, I mean, you know.
I think that one's been trademarked.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get in on that one, Alan. See you at the shopping mall, Alan Sloan.
Take care, Steve. Shall you take us?
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. And finally, the British government gave nearly $500,000 for a study after a bowling technician's freak accident. It found kids are in danger of getting hurt by running down the bowling lanes and knocking over the pins by hand. They'd be at risk of getting caught in the pin resetting machine. A bowling association spokesman says he's never heard of anything like that happening. The authors of the report even considered making owners put barriers up against or across the lanes to block access, but there were complaints people wouldn't be able to see what they were aiming at. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. The numbers there are Scratchpad with online host and blogger Scott Jagow. You can share your thoughts, too, at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.